This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, September 14th, AED 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Church in Chains reports that two Eritrean pastors were arrested and taken to an undisclosed location in late July. Pray for pastors Gourmet Araya, age 75, and Samuel Akba Michael, age 74. Eritrea, Africa, is bordered by Ethiopia on the south and Sudan on the west. Open Doors lists Eritrea as the sixth worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. About 500 Christians are suffering in prisons there for their faith. Ironically enough, Eritrea's dictator president Isaias Afwerki is a member of the Eritrean Orthodox Church. 75.3% of Americans, 18 years and older, have received the COVID-19 shot, increasing now at a rate of about 5% per month. Official data puts COVID deaths at about 1,000 per day, down from 4,000 per day in January on the 7-day rolling average. A Trafalgar Group survey found that 59% of Americans believe that President Joe Biden does not have the constitutional authority to require businesses to mandate COVID shots. Only 30% were in agreement with the president on this one. Britain is offering the COVID vaccine now for 12 to 15-year-old children after the recommendation was made by the nation's chief medical officers. And the International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention is requiring all of its missionaries and their children ages 16 and older to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Romans 14, verses 3 and 4 says, "Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats. For God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand." A man who is attempting to present himself as a woman, a certain Mr. Rohr, was appointed to the high position of bishop in the Evangelical Lutheran Church on September 11th, reports NBC News. The so-called transgendered man, who changed his first name to, quote, Megan, end quote, and who uses the gender-neutral singular they pronoun, is assigned to oversee 200 congregations in California and Nevada. The Evangelical Lutheran Church is one of the largest Christian denominations in the United States, with about 3.3 million members. The Lord refers to the promotion of sexual immorality at the church in Thyatira in Revelation 2, verses 20 to 22. "I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds." The National Home Education Research Institute just released current numbers on homeschooling in the U.S., now estimating 3.7 million for the current school year. This estimate is down from the peak of 5.6 million homeschooled kids recorded by the Census Bureau for the 2021 school year. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem has signed an executive order which would make telemedicine abortions illegal in the state, reports LifeNews.com. She joins Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine, who signed a similar order last January. The California governor recall election is today. Current polls have the Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom ahead by a 56-42 margin over conservative Republican talk show host Larry Elder, reports the LA Times. Denver-based pro-life talk show host Bob Enyard passed away on Sunday afternoon after contracting COVID-19. Please pray that God would comfort his family. The Supreme Court of Mexico ruled unanimously to decriminalize abortion in the various states, reports Reuters. Mexico City was the first region of the country to decriminalize abortion back in 2007. In the providence of Almighty God, one man stands in the way of the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill before Congress. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia refuses to support the huge increase in federal spending, reports CNBC.com. In a Wall Street Journal op-ed last week, the senator wrote, quote, "I, for one, will not support a $3.5 trillion bill or anywhere near that level of additional spending without greater clarity about why Congress chooses to ignore the serious effects inflation and debt have on existing government programs," end quote. Former Trump administration officials are forming a national faith advisory board, what some see as a signal the former president may be gearing up for a 2024 run for the high office. In an email to supporters, the group announced they intend to, quote, "protect our religious freedoms here and abroad in order to worship and live according to our faith," end quote. Trump is expected to join the first conference call for the organization this Thursday. And finally, in economic news, inflation rates are climbing. The producer price index, another inflation index, registered an 8.3% jump in August year over year. Plus, food was up an annualized 35%, and meats registered a 102% increase. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.